good evening. Welcome to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. And tonight, we have a sponsor of tonight, Ms. Neeti Jeffries of World Financial Group tonight, who is our sponsor of this episode. So shout out to her and World Financial Group Solutions. Well, tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about suicide. So I'm going to be coming off with giving some statistics on the rate of suicide. And then I'm also later in the break, we're going to talk about some ways that we can be advocate, but I'm also going to be leaving out some inspirational quotes. So if you're listening to this podcast, just want you to know that you are loved before we go into any more. You are loved. If anyone else hasn't told you today, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond, telling you today that you are loved. So let's start. Do you know the CDC says with the most recent data that suicide is the 10th leading cause of death for all ages? But it's kind of relevant that we're seeing that the age group that it is or ages 14 to 25, and then a rapidly increase with those who are elderly. Every day, there are 123 Americans die by suicide. That's something. There is one death by suicide in the U.S. every 12 minutes. An estimated 250,000 people each year become suicide survivors. These are just some statistics. One suicide occurs every 40 seconds. So right now, within 40 seconds, I'm going to make a change to spread love and hope. You never know who it could be or who could be listening to this. There is one suicide, again, every four suicide attempts in the elderly. The highest when it comes down to ethnic groups in the U.S., it's among whites, American Indians, and Alaskan Natives. Some global statistics is suicide globally is the second leading cause of death in the world for those aged 15 to 24 years. And why would this be? The underlining of depression, which is the leading cause of disability worldwide. When it comes down to gender disparities, suicide among males is four times higher than among females. Male deaths represents at least 79% of U.S. suicides. Firearms are the most commonly used method of suicide among males, according to 51%. Females are more likely than males to have a suicidal thought. Females experience depression at roughly two times the rate of a male. Poisoning is the most common method of suicide for females. Here are age disparities. One in 100,000 children from the ages of 10, this is like, God meant to my heart because my granddaughter is almost this age, 10 to 14 years old die by suicide each year. Suicide rates for females are highest among those 45 years to 59. That's 9 per 100,000. And we talk about gender equality, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Those who are lesbian, gay, and bisexual are three times more likely than straight kids to attempt suicide at some point in their lives. Each time an LGBTQ person is a victim of physical or verbal harassment or abuse, they become two times more likely to hurt themselves. Wow. These are the statistics of suicide. I just want to give you a scenario. When we're talking about suicide, a couple weeks ago, maybe about 3 weeks ago, I was here on a way on vacation for a weekend, held up. I don't know if you might have heard, at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, there was someone there holding on the bridge for 18 hours from that Thursday onto that August the 21st. And I stood in traffic for like 4 hours waiting for this, because we couldn't go anywhere, just stuck in traffic on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Just to say that this young gentleman had been there since that Thursday, let's say 18 hours. It was like 7:30 when the paramedics, the whole occurrence of that was traffic was stopped eastbound, westbound on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And it was an experience that, you know, people were mad, you know, people lost a lot of time. Some people lost, I even heard through sitting on the side of the road that a person was on her way to her father's funeral and she could not make the father's funeral. I say this to say all of that. We never know what someone is going through. And in my mind, and just to see this individual, I didn't get to see, I seen the afterbirth and pictures, but just to think, what could be so bad for us that we just want to end it all? I just wanted to share that. That was just like, you know, as for me, I had put out a request on social media because there is, we know that there's airways and things that's going on in our, that's not by our choices, but we know that there are other principalities of this world that we're taking. So I asked for a special prayer. I just want to say that to encourage someone, you know, I'm here to pray for you if you need, hit me up on this podcast. But 30 minutes after I had put a request on social media for to pray for this young gentleman, it was 30 minutes later that they finally got him down. So, you know, for the 18 hours, you can see people going across and for this bridge. You can just imagine, did anybody even take out the time to pray with him? So that's just why I say this. This is what Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is for here. We're here for an overall trial and wellness for your mind, your body, and your soul. So I'm going to take a quick break. And again, this episode is sponsored by Ms. Michi Jeffries through World Financial Group. And we'll be right back because I'm all about encouraging, to send you some encouraging memos of words in case you're feeling down. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a break and come back to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul.
Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Hi, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Be there or be square. Well, thank you for joining us right back from our break here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. So as we had gave prior to our break, we gave out some, you know, sad statistics, and I also gave you a scenario of a real-life situation that I just encountered a couple weeks back. But in all those ending on a note, I want to give out some encouraging, you know, that's what I'm all about some encouraging quotes that you consider for those who might be feeling a little bit down as you're listening to this podcast. So one of the things I want to tell you are, if you hate your life, you know what we can do? Change our way of living. Suicide should not be committed, because what if? What if? Next, you have the power to say, this is not how my story will end. To my depressed friend, don't burn inside. I will soothe you always. You are not lonely inside. My love will embrace you always. Let your heart cry out loud. I will wipe your tears away. You'll never be stuck inside. I'll stir your soul always. A lot of people call suicide a coward's way out, but they don't realize just how bad you are until they have lost someone else, or they are in that position themselves. It's like a dandelion. You pull up the flower, not realizing the roots are deep and have spread far, but you survive. But the call of the void never quite goes away, but you learn to not answer it. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. No, you are not alone. Yes, we all feel this way sometimes. No, you won't always feel like this. But yes, the world is a better place with you in it. For my men, men cry. Men break down. Men suffer with eating disorders and body dysmorphia. Men have suicidal thoughts. Men die by suicide. Men suffer with mental illness. It's not unmanly to struggle. We need to be encouraging the men to speak out, not letting them suffer in silence. And for the last note tonight, again, I appreciate all you guys for listening to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This is the last note that I will say. Just a reminder that in case your mind is playing tricks on you today, you matter. You're important and you're loved. And your presence on this earth makes a difference whether you see it or not. Let me say that one more time. Just a reminder, in case your mind is playing tricks on you today, you matter. You're important and you're loved, and your presence on this earth makes a difference whether you see it or not. So this concludes the episode on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. If you feel like you want to reach out to me, you feel free. If you want to send me a note, even if you're feeling a little bit down, you can reach out to me through social media on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. You can give me an email, upfrontmbs@gmail.com. Again, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. Until next week, the trial of your wellness is here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul.